Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM. Their FarmerView mobile site features up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids, and offers ADM customers access to contracts, deliveries, and payments. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. Scouts on the Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour's eastern leg estimated Ohio's corn crop at 171.6 bushels to the acre, above the state's three-year average of 144.2. Ohio's estimate of soybean pods in a 3-by-3-foot square came in above the three-year average as well, at 1,283.6 pods. South Dakota, over on the western leg of the Pro Farmer Tour, their corn average was 161.75 bushels to the acre. That compares to the state's three-year average of 119.6, and that number well above USDA's current estimate. In the soybeans, South Dakota came in at 1,016 pods in a 3-by-3-foot square, and that also exceeded the state's three-year average. Be sure to tune in this afternoon during the closing market report at 2:06 p.m. on AM 580 and on the web at willag.org, as we will hear directly from scouts as they move toward the center of the nation and the center of the corn and soybean belt. And I believe tomorrow, this afternoon, we'll have some numbers from Indiana as well. Meanwhile, yesterday afternoon after the closing bell, NASS released its latest crop progress report for the week ending August the 18th. The numbers look like this. 52% of corn is in dough stage versus 32% last week, and the five-year rolling average is 65%. 11% is dented versus 5% last week, and the five-year average of 30%. Corn conditions, good to excellent, 61%. That's down 3 percentage points from last week. Fair, 26%, poor, 9%, and very poor, 4%. 72% of the soybean crop is setting pods versus 58% a week ago, and the five-year rolling average of 81%. Soybean conditions, good to excellent, 62%. That's 2 percentage points lower than last week. Fair, 28%, poor, 8%, and very poor, 2%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 14,975, is down 27 points. The S&P 500 is 1645, and it is up 0.25 points. And the NASDAQ's 3595, and it is up just over 10 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Weather conditions across the Midwest are expected to be relatively dry as we move forward through these next several days and on into really the end of the month. There will be a chance for some precipitation, but it's not likely to be very significant, certainly not in this first week of the outlook. A cool front will be cutting through the Midwest here tomorrow into Thursday, and it offers our only opportunity for meaningful rain in this first week of the outlook. The precipitation that's expected is going to be rather erratic and mostly quite light, running a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to a half inch most often. There may be a couple of localized amounts that might get into the 3/4 of an inch to 1 inch range, but I certainly can't get excited about more than maybe 15% of the region getting some of the greater rainfall. Now, Iowa will have its best chance for rain as this frontal system comes through. So will Nebraska, and so will portions of Illinois. Rain totals in these areas, again, like everybody else, will run upwards to half inch, with maybe a few counties getting something a little bit greater, but we're not expecting it to be very widespread. Now, once this frontal system gets through the region, we're going to be seeing rather quiet conditions occurring across the Midwest for a while. A few sporadic showers will likely occur, but no generalized rain event is expected. And at the same time, there's going to be a ridge of high pressure building up across portions of the plains and western Corn Belt. Now, this high pressure ridge is expected to become a fairly strong feature, at least for a few days, as we go through the late weekend and on into next week. Precipitation will be suppressed in west central and southwestern portions of the Corn Belt during this period of time. Dry or mostly dry conditions will prevail, and temperatures will get into the upper 80s through the lower and middle 90s on a frequent basis from portions of South Dakota, Nebraska, and Kansas into Iowa, Missouri, and parts of southwestern Illinois down into the Delta. These will be the areas that see the least amount of rain in the second week of the two-week outlook. One of the interesting features on the charts here this morning is a possible tropical cyclone off the west coast of Mexico. That storm system could move up into Baja California and diminish. As it does so, this would occur during the late weekend and early part of next week. Some of the remnant moisture from this storm system could flow through the Great Basin and parts of the Rocky Mountain region and enhance thunderstorm activity over the top of the ridge of high pressure in the Dakotas sometime during the second half of next week. If that were to occur, we might see a little more relief to some of the dryness in parts of the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota, and see some better rains occur across Wisconsin and Michigan into parts of Ohio and Indiana. Confidence is not real high on this tropical insurgence of moisture, though, and we'll have to continue to monitor it. If we don't get that, most likely the rains will not be as enhanced, and we'll likely see a lot of areas still struggling for moisture as we move through the second week of the outlook, which finishes us out in early days of September. Some of the computer forecast models today are suggesting cooling will occur in Canada during the early days of September. There is nothing at the moment that shows up as being a viable threat to crops across the Canadian prairies or even the north central U.S., but the cooling trend will be closely monitored as we move through the early days of September, just to make sure we don't miss a potential threat. Right now, though, there is no reason to be concerned, and it looks like the majority of the U.S. will see temperatures that will rise through the 80s over the next several days, 80s and lower 90s this weekend. Next week, most of the Midwest will be seeing high temperatures running from the lower and middle 80s in the east to the middle and upper 80s and lower to a few middle 90s in the west. Lows at night will likely be in the 60s, often with a few upper 50s in the far north and a few lower 70s in some of the southern areas. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red winter wheat, December, 7.04 and a quarter down 3. Soft wheat, December, 6.53 down a half. September corn, 4.90 and a half, down 2 and 3 quarters. December, 4.82 and a quarter, down 3 and a quarter. September soybeans, 13.15 and 3 quarters, down 6 and a quarter. November at 12.96 and a half is down 6 and 3 quarters. September soybean meal, 4.17.40, down 2.90. September soybean oil at 43.28 is down 17. August live cattle, just where it started the day, 123.65. August feeders, 155.40 up 50. And October lean hogs, 86.62 and a half, and they're up 15. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhard of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Seems like the start of the day, looking at the pro farmer numbers, and a little bit bigger than expected, especially in South Dakota. But then they began to look at weather forecasts and said, oh, wait a minute, it is hot and dry still. No, and so prices went down, and now they're coming back.
Yeah, we were, after yesterday's big move up, 40-some on beans and 20-some on corn, we were 6 to 7 lower on corn, and we were as much as 20 lower on beans. We're only down 6 to 7 on beans now, and corn's only down 3 to 4. Basically, we're still looking at warmer weather and drier weather with no rain really in sight that's going to help much, and that is worrying the industry about finishing off the fill in corn and finishing off pods, and that's why we're going higher due to all that. The Pro Farmer Tour did find, I think, better than expected stuff pretty well everywhere they went. There was some bad stuff here and there, but that tells us, yes, there is a good crop out there, but will it get bigger with no rain, or will it get smaller with no rain? And I think that's what's in the industry's mind.
Yeah, they're measuring the potential of the crop, and And we have a ways to go. Well, we have 30 days to go, to 34 days to go, I guess, if you go from when a crop first enters the dough stage to being dented, 34 days. So you're beginning to push up against some deadlines the further north you get.
Yeah, especially like the Dakota stuff. It's got potential to have a great year compared to a normal year on corn, but will a frost, will regular frost date there? Heard a bunch of it. Could. And that's also has the industry worried about those kind of things. But again, from whenever black layer is, you still need time after that to dry out. Mm. Even if you're black layered and all of a sudden you have a frost, then you have rubber corn for a couple months that just doesn't dry down and you got to use a lot of gas.
Thank you, Pete.
Have a great one.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. September corn for 88 and 3 quarters, now 88 and a quarter down 5. December 4, 80 and a quarter down 5 and a quarter. September soybeans, 13 and 3 quarters, down 8 and a quarter. November, 12.93 and 3 quarters, down 9 and a half. September soybean meal, 4.16.10, down 4.20. September soybean oil, 43.22, down 23. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.